disappointing news broke on Thursday that Deion Jordan will miss the first four games of the 2014 season for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing substances. Jordan will be eligible to return to the Dolphins' active roster on Monday, September 29th, following the team's September 28th game against the Oakland Raiders. In the meantime, he's eligible to participate in all offseason and preseason practices and games, so we're going to see him during training camp and in the preseason. Jordan was quoted as saying in the team's press release, "I recently learned from the NFL that I tested positive for stimulants that are banned under the NFL policy. I work carefully with my advisors in the union to investigate the test results, and I take full responsibility for the test results. I'm very sorry for the impact of this situation on my teammates, coaches, Stephen Ross, the entire Dolphins organization, fans, and my family as well. I will continue to work extremely hard during training camp and preseason. During the suspension, I will stay in top shape and will be ready to contribute upon my return," end quote. John, lots of different reactions to this. Of course, as the number three overall pick in 2013, people were disappointed about his output of only 26 tackles and two sacks. We learned earlier this offseason from defensive coordinator Kevin Coyle that Deion Jordan was almost placed on injured reserve because he was coming off a bunch of different injuries, including that shoulder injury, and they weren't sure what they're going to get from him in 2013. So there's been so much optimism around Deion Jordan being at full health, adding extra weight this offseason, working with Jason Taylor and the coaching staff to enhance his game. And really, there were some high expectations knowing his draft status. This is very disappointing.
Extremely. You could take it to the, you know, it really came out of left field because no one really felt like that. Everybody saw the experience and the second year of body type that Deion Jordan came in with the offseason program. And everybody kind of felt like, yeah, that's great. You know, the hard work paid off. He's going to really be able to fit into this defense that Kevin Coyle has designed because, you know, it all predicates around pressure and rotation and keeping guys fresh and moving them in and out of different spots. And I think Deion was really going to, you know, reap the benefits of that. So now you put them on the shelf. You still feel good about Olivier Vernon and Derek Shelby and obviously Cameron Wake. But going into the first game against New England and Tom Brady and the matchup problems and the headaches, I think that was to the Miami Dolphins' advantage to have a hybrid guy, to have a guy you can move around like Deion in the lineup. So now you miss him for a number of weeks, and I think it doesn't derail the defensive plans, but it definitely postpones the second year emergence of a potential game changer on that side of the football. And, you know, although he can practice and he can participate in all the, you know, preseason games and everything, the meetings, it still limits you to what you can do because that was going to be one impactful player you were planning on having and unleashing on Tom Brady. And the thing that really hurts the most is in that opener, you really don't know what to prepare for. So the Patriots would have been in a position not so sure where Deion was going to line up, how they were going to utilize him because of his different skill set and the speed and the power he was bringing to the second year. Now that's, you know, put off for a few weeks. So I think that's the one thing that you're disappointed. You want every advantage you can possibly get and create against Tom Brady and the New England Patriots at home at Sun Life Stadium. That's one big equation defensively you take off the board.
Yeah, and I heard, you know, a lot of people, when I say a lot of people, there were some people trying to put the positive spin on this and saying, yes, it's a loss, but again, you've got Olivier Vernon coming off an 11.5 sack breakout season. You've got Cam Wake, who's a perennial Pro Bowler, 8.5 sacks last year, who really is coming into his own in the way that he continues to produce and produce year after year after year, and that Deion Jordan isn't a starter, and that he was going to be a part-time player. But at the end of the day, I think there's two elements to that. One, like you're saying, you've got New England looming in week one of the season. Knowing you've got them down here in the South Florida heat, you'd love to have a rotation of guys that can be fresh going after one of the best passers the league has ever seen. And the second part of that is there are no guarantees in this league. Everybody assumed Mike Pouncey would be the guy in the middle of the offensive line, and we know that he's going to miss the beginning of the season because of injury. We don't know what's going to happen. God forbid there's an injury to Cam Wake or Olivier Vernon. That was Deion Jordan's potential opportunity to step up.
Well, you never know what's going to happen, and you never know how the Miami Dolphins, the defensive staff, were going to utilize Deion Jordan. You know, we saw glimpses of what he could do and where he was going from year one to year two. And I'll give you a quick example. If Deion Jordan were to make the strides, and I'm not talking about the numbers, I'm talking about the strides that Olivier Vernon made in the offseason, and he transferred that into the preseason and into training camp, look at the expectation that would be put on number 95 going into the New England Patriots game, going into the Buffalo Bills game, two AFC East opponents where you really need all hands on deck. You need the best players you have on your roster giving you, you know, whether it's 35 snaps, whether it's 50 snaps in that game, you want to be able to rely on that. And now the Dolphins take one of those chess pieces, I guess, off the board.
They do, unfortunately. And one of the things we've talked about over the course of this offseason, as you're alluding to there, John, is that you go 2-4 in the division in 2013. You have two of your divisional opponents in the first couple of weeks there to start out the new season to kind of, you know, really rewrite history and say, okay, let's put last season behind us. Both this really bad start, excuse me, the bad finish to the season, dropping the last two games and only scoring 7 points over the final eight quarters, and also, you know, reclaiming the division in a certain way by making sure that record gets turned around or at least improved from 2-4 a year ago. And not having all hands on deck, as you're talking about, is going to be a difficult task